hid microtransactions from release until after reviews went up. No, I mean, we play games before they're out all the time, and DLC and stuff doesn't get propagated to those servers until they're out at retail. So, hid is maybe jumping to some weird conclusions, I guess. Like, typically the stores don't get updated with, you know, season passes and DLCs, and, you know, unless they're doing, like, a pre-order for a season pass or something like that. That stuff doesn't actually function until the game is out, so it's not really, not really the smoking gun that you might think it is, I guess. I don't know. I mean, if anyone reviewing that game had questions about what that stuff was, they should have contacted the publisher and said, "What is this shit?" If it was unclear. Whether or not they would have gotten a response, you know, then it's maybe a different story. But you know, it's super lame, but on some level, if you're the sort of person who would pay real money for 5 minutes of better stealth in Assassin's Creed, you kind of deserve to get taken advantage of. Thank you. on some level, you'd hope that, you know, the people that make decisions at a company like Ubisoft would look at something like Assassin's Creed and say, you know what, this is our premier marquee franchise. This is it. This is the big thing that we have. We should treat it that way. And treat it like a world-class product and not weigh it down with microtransactions. We should prevent our marquee franchise from looking desperate or on the way out, which are the sort of things that, you know, when you add microtransactions to a, you know, the eighth game in a series or something like that, you're like, oh, so does no one care about Assassin's Creed anymore and you're just going to squeeze whatever little bit of money out of it while you can? Is that where this is going? Which the answer is actually kind of, yeah. But yeah, you know, you'd like to think that the people that make these sorts of decisions answer to someone who says, you know, who would be able to pipe up and go, look, I know that, like, you've shown me your chart and how much more money it will, you know, theoretically bring in, and I know we have goals to meet in terms of revenue targets and stuff like that, but let's try to think a little long-term here. Let's try to be at least somewhat strategic in our thinking and not do this right now. The climate out there is such that, you know, we would take a drubbing, or maybe they don't care. I mean, you know, honestly, like, that's the thing about complaints like this, is, like, people talk real loud, but, you know, does it really have an effect? I mean, no, probably not. Are fewer people buying the next Assassin's Creed game because of the microtransaction aspect of this one? Probably not. I mean, if anything, fewer people will buy the next one because this one seems to be not a particularly great game. It's maybe the larger problem. I feel bad for the developers that have to implement that shit. Most of the time, you know? And, like, you know, you play guns and DLC and pre-order DLC and, like, those sorts of fucking bonuses. Like, here, make something that's, like, better than what you get by default, but it can't be so good that it breaks the game, but it should sort of kind of break the game for, like, the first hour or so. So people say, oh man, that thing I got was really powerful, and I'm glad I pre-ordered it. Like, put your design talents to solving that problem, please. Ugh. That doesn't sound fun. That doesn't sound like a fun job to have. What is going on? Fuck this, I'm going.
Hit me on that Twitter, Alan Strom on Twitter, Alan Strom on Instagram, DJ Tony Touch at Shade45.
after hearing more of Alex's thoughts on Assassin's Creed, I don't know that I'm going to play any more of it. Where are all the good cops and robbers games? I don't know. Phone's ringing. Games that have tried to do heists have shown why it's hard to make a good game that does heists.
You know I don't know karate, bitch. We dropping bodies, bitch. They say shooting is my hobby. a bottle, get woke up on a roof of falls.
Heavy hitter, sucker.
Tuesday Night Live, it's the People's Choice. DJ Envy got the homie in the building, Soulja Boy.
Young Soulja.
What's up with you, sir? Just Soulja.
Young Soulja.
Young Soulja.
You dig?
What's up, sir?
I'm just chilling, man. I'm just working, man. You know what I'm saying? Out here in New York, man, I'm fucking with the vibes right now.
It's good to see you, man.
Yeah, man.
You know, good.
Yes, I am fucking with the vibes right now.
Very beginning where you would wear 8X t-shirts to your knees, big-ass clothes. So how's everything going now?
Everything Gucci, man. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like growing up in front of the whole world, you know what I'm saying, getting into the business when I was at such a young age, everybody got to see me, you know what I'm saying, mature and grow up in front of the cameras, you dig what I'm saying, but I just feel good, you know what I'm saying, I just dropped a Young Millionaire mixtape on October 31st, Halloween shit going crazy on the internet right now, and, you know, I got the streets fucking with me, you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
And regardless, me doing the, you know, love and hip-hop shit, reality TV is just like branching out and giving people another look at me so people can see the behind the scenes of Soulja Boy.
I was gonna ask, why'd you do the show? Because you were always doing music, always doing records, always relevant. And every time somebody says you can't, or you're a one-hit wonder, you become the one-hit wonder, then the two-hit wonder, then the three. They got to a point where they can't say that anymore. So why would you do this show?
I just felt like, man, you know, they've been trying to get me to do this shit for a long time. You know what I'm saying? First, they came out with me with Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. I just feel like I wasn't ready. That wasn't the look. I was younger, you know what I'm saying? Now, I just feel like all the Instagrams and Twitters and blogs and shit, I just want to give people, like, the real. You dig what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm 24 years old now. I just felt like, you know, it's that time to give people the behind the scenes, behind the Instagram, behind the blogs and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I just
behind the Instagram.
You know what I mean? You know, you know, you know.
Yeah, baby. All right, let's get into a record.
Record right here. You know what I'm saying? This shit killing the clue right now, man. Y'all fuck with this shit.
All right, let's get into it right now. You know what it is? DJ Envy choosing that live. Let's go.
Black now. Yeah, people got it.
Me go.
I don't think this is very good.
Thank you.
if Halo works yet. I tried it a few times over the course of the day. I actually got into one match, and then, like, half the players in it just, you know, disconnected when it went into game. So it ended up being, like, this two-on-two thing. That was a mess. Yeah, what a fucking mess that game is, huh? Launching bad.
Basically, you know what I'm saying, what happened, I had my label deal, SODMG Records, you know what I'm saying, I was fucking with a lot of different artists and shit like that, and Riff Raff came to me, you know what I'm saying, I was living in LA, I was doing my shit, he came to me, he said, you know, I wanna fuck with SOD, I wanna fuck with your movement, right. He basically, you know, came to me, so I was like, you know, I just felt like, back when I was younger, I seen this nigga on this TV show called G's to Gents or something like that, on MTV, yeah. So I just like, when he came to me, I was like, you the nigga from that TV show, right? You know what, I gave him a shot because I seen like he had his own style, he had his own fan base, he had his own lane, so I feel like our lanes wouldn't converge with each other, you dig what I'm saying? But it was just like internal difference, man, there's a lot of shit he did that I didn't like, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? A lot of shit that I don't condone in the label, so I just had to stop fucking with him. Mm-hmm. That's what it was.
And what happened with you and K. Michelle? Because she was mad at you, man.
Basically, what happened between me and this girl, man, I was doing an interview, and the people asked me who would I smash from Love & Hip Hop, or whatever, who would I talk to. I said K. Michelle. She went on your show,
right,
and said I fucked her. Mm-hmm. That ain't happened.
You just said, if who would you smash?
Who would I smash? Can't you say that's a compliment. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? So she took it. She said, oh, Soulja Boy insinuated that he slept. I slept with him. Soulja came over a bunch of bullshit. So I killed her off on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? We got into a little Twitter rant. It's over with. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got nothing bad, ill will for Kim Michelle. I just feel like that was just like media shit. Like, right. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, let's get into another joint of the mixtape. What we get into now?
Man, we gonna turn up Mucho Guapo Pronto, this record right here, you know what I'm saying, killing the streets in Atlanta. This is that new Atlanta lingo right here, you did, you know what I'm saying? Young Million, DJ Envy, let's get
it. All right, let's do it. You know what it is, DJ Envy's Tuesday Night Live. Let's go. Hey.
Oh, yes. I would like to, like, I feel like I should, like, track down someone in Atlanta and say, is this Soulja Boy mixtape really blowing up the streets the way he's claiming? Because,
I got all this money. That's all this money. Hey, let's go. Mucho guapo pronto. Mucho guapo pronto. Mucho guapo pronto.
Mucho guapo. Yo, cause this sucks.
Hundreds to my back. Think it's that is natural. Hundreds in a point. Cheese that is guapo. Mucho guapo pronto. Mucho guapo.
Mucho guapo pronto.
I like this.
Fuck you.
Let it go, pray. Z06 vet, gripping, feeling almost there. Listening to Bon Jovi, rolling, living on a prayer. Pray, 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 pray. Let it go, pray. Z06 vet, gripping, feeling almost there. Listening to Bon Jovi, rolling, living on a prayer. Privy to the gossip that's been said about me constant. It's the life and times of Bumpy Johnson meets Lucky Thompson. I used to rap about death, now I'm only concerned to live. I value relationships still, I keep it competitive. Just let it go, pray. Z06 vet, gripping, feeling almost there. Listening to Bon Jovi, rolling, living on a prayer. Privy to the gossip that's been said about me constant. It's the life and times of Bumpy Johnson meets Lucky Thompson. I used to rap about death, now I'm only concerned to live. I value relationships still, I keep it competitive. Nowadays, chances are that if you see me throw the match, it ain't to lose the fight, it's to walk away from a burning bridge. I'm from a family of alcoholics and coke addicts. Daddy taught me if the ass is so fat, it's a fact that if you with your hoe, don't matter, it's still appropriate to scope at it. Live the life with no balance, driving drunk on co-pallet, driving till I tow talent. I'm trying to stay afloat, but I got nobody to throw a rope at it. The game is just a game of splits and politics with no ballot. All kind of clips with more malice than push. If you profiling, then probably be more violent than look. I'm so stylish, but I ain't talking eBay. No high fashion either. If you catch me by the runway, it's the one that's for the PJ. This one is for my lyricist, courtesy and my DJ. I take the trouble that they hold it, it's so good. I'll hustle hard in any hustle that you pick. I respect that. I had a lot of niggas say they wanna hurt me. Somehow, some way, they just end up at my mercy. Show some courtesy. Hell yeah, they, you know, niggas still got it. I got killers around the way, ready to move that bird for me. Niggas wanna ride my wave, bitches wanna surfboard me. All I want is courtesy, who cares about the radio? And you can take the cassette deck from off of your old boombox, and it wouldn't matter, but still squares on your radio. To keep your wealth, I learned to stay to your self. I call for charge, tell them spray paint a mural in Watts. With me spray painting a mural of Miracle Watts. Shout out to Michael, 5,000 watts. I'm on that lean movement like I'm out here trying to box. Look, nigga, this is a boss thing. Meaning you getting a laser dot to your offspring. I'm a lost being. Try to cross me without falling off. I'm afraid not. I'm afraid not like a drawstring. I'm preaching to the congregation like I'm Peter Popoff. If you can imagine me hopping up out of the cabin like I'm one of the Dukes of Hazzard. Like, fuck it. Lead the top off like time for foreplay. That last line, that was before you. Time like Big Ben sitting in Beyonce doorway. While I'm receiving Four Seasons Norwegian top in Norway. Listening to rappers kick knowledge that they probably got from Torre. These Michael Larry Dyson niggas claiming they king. Not knowing the kind of drama that that bring. I'ma be the first established rapper to hop in that battle rap ring. Turn at the Gatling. My next album gon' be so dark and so fly. I should see he package it wrapped in bat wings. He's so trained, music award actors, rock fingers, wrestling. Dressed bottom to top in leather, looking like bacon and Vaseline. How you looking like beef jerky? Beefing in every verse, but never beefing in person. Randy Savage, you wouldn't slap a Slim Jim. You wouldn't rip a rapping on Christmas in Santa's attic with the hands of Eddie Scissors and you average. Put your motherfucking hands up. My job is to move the crowd, move the motherfucking crowd. Put your motherfucking hands up. I'll be respect that. Looking out the window, I just don't know what I'm looking for. But I know it's not inside this room that I've been for.
Now, you know, New York is just cold, man. I love LA, I love Miami. I just like the weather. You know, it makes me feel like I want to work. Sometimes when it gets
Miami,
too cold,
right?
You be like, I don't want to fuck with this cold today.
Believe that.
Well, Soulja Boy, I appreciate you joining us today.
You know what it is, Emmy. Anything you need from me, hit me, man. We got to get it in, man. You know what it is, baby. Young Millionaire, y'all go fuck with that. It's your boy Soulja. Hit me on the Instagram, hit me on the Twitter. Y'all know what it is. 2015, we getting it, Rich Gang.
Every once in a while, Soulja Boy hit me on Twitter and be like, I fuck with Envy. And all these little 19-year-old and 20-year-old girl, so follow me crazy. You know what it is, DJ Envy 2-9 Live. Let's go.
Okay. Good to know.
And you're now tuned into my favorite DJ, DJ P-Dub. Let's go.
Real culture don't go to you. You feel what I'm saying? So that's what I want you to know, you know what I mean, as far as, like,
DJ P Dub, you know how I rock out. Brand new Rick Ross featuring Jay-Z. Brand new.
Rick Ross
featuring Jay-Z, you know how we get down. DJ P Dub, let's get on that. Tuesday Night Live on Hip Hop Nation.
The pop wolves, Tiff Rogers, the hot boy, it's the fat boy. Skinny ties, don't give me my nigga tall ceilings. Chandeliers, I'm on Benny, getting long money. So when they let go and get it, nigga.
The real boss, the real boss, don't go to you. You feel what I'm saying?
Nobody has a record in the country but me. DJ Envy, Tuesday Night Live, let's go.
And
Deacon Pepper,
you know what I mean? You know, I admire y'all the way y'all eat.
Hit me on my Instagram, my Twitter, at DJ P Dub. I shout you out, play your favorite record.
Woo!
Shout out to homie Sav. Shout out to Rick Ross, brand new Rick Ross featuring Jay-Z. Call this one Moving Bait. Let's go.
Y'all need me to do it. I'ma do it. You know what I'm saying?
Rogers the hot boy, it's the fat boy. Skinny ties, don't give me my nigga tall ceilings. Chandeliers, I'm on Benny, getting long money. So when they let go and get it, nigga.
Yes, roll it back one more time. This fucking stellar Rick Ross.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Christ.
You know what I mean? You know, I admire y'all the way y'all eat. You know what I'm saying? And I also admire that I was a part of that.
Nobody has a record in the country but me. DJ Envy, Tuesday Night Live, let's go. You know how we rock out, let's go. DJ P Dub, DJ Envy, Hollywood, what up? Brand new Rick Ross.
The pop wolves, Tiff Rogers, the hot boy, it's the fat boy. Skinny ties, don't give me my nigga tall ceilings. Chandeliers, I'm on Benny, getting long money. So when they let go and get it, nigga, bang, bang. Bitch niggas get drinking shade, so that double liver. It's shocking your finger waves. 20 she gets spots and I still be moving the bags. Gave a daughter to them children, you scared to raise. Chain swinging, bang ringing. Shots fired, same nigga. We moving way to at a different pace. I'm out of 80 with my lady screaming on Boulay. I'm on the kill, Dave County, Versace Neal. 14, for that who that what that dollar deal. Only one man got the cover.
DJ P Dub, brand new Rick Ross featuring Jay-Z, y'all.
Oh, really?
Sharp,
Farrakhan. In the house of the Lord, my niggas bearing arms. His eyes wide, nose runny, got what he eatin' for. I'm moving bliss, we out of state, you know my sneakers low. Put the pistol to your mouth, I show you to the safe. Grammy nominated once, but I'm still moving bass.
Back on the nigga ball, still moving bass. Got the record jumping out the star, still moving bass.
Tuesday Night Live on Hip Hop Nation.
Coppers try to knock us off, still moving bass.
DJ PWW here, look out.
No shots to a nigga star, still
Rick Ross, Jay-Z, moving bass, what up?
Off to college, I see that it costs a lot. Talent's filling the jam in Miami, still in my heart. Niggas playing the corner, guess they playing in part. Early cops in the coops, ladies stay on our feet. Your brother went to duplex, smell a dope from across the street. Hoodies coming on, flippers on black if you think you're sweet. A-Rub selling grenades by the box, getting cheap. School in the little niggas, kilos all in the campus. A passport is necessary, a visa with all the rappers. I beast with all the recaps. Head shot for something back.
I'll be rock out each and every Tuesday.
Tuesday Night Live on Hip Hop Nation.
Come on, get in the dust.
Get on the good foot.
On the good foot. On the good foot. Woo! Get on the good foot. Get on the good foot. Get on the good foot. On the good foot.
Well, 2 Chainz, I mean, I was sick for a little while, and, you know, just had some stuff going on. And...
shout out to me, Rich Homie on the check-in. What up, Rich? Let's go.
And I understand, yeah, you've been getting money, and that's where the fuck I've been. What's on this iPod? Nothing worth listening to.
Good morning, Package in Store. May I help you? Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're privileged to have with us a man known all over the world as the Prince of Peace.
Okay, this is going out to all my teachers, from elementary school, from middle school, all the way up to high school and college. I want to say thank you for the knowledge. Thank you for teaching me everything there is to know about this life. And I wrote this song for you as a way of saying thanks. Check it. I like to drink and I like to smoke. My teachers suck because they all a joke. They just folks that...
I'm on a new piece of road. They've opened up new road. I don't know where the... And all the pretty chicks all want to smile at me. These rap guys, man, they all got this style for me. And if I ever see them, man, they probably bow to me. And when this beat drop, I know they gon' lean. World debut, I know they gon' fame. Everything Mississippi to the Palm Springs. Girls from brunettes down to blonde queens. These young boys don't know what a don means. The approach to town is now way higher. A strange stretch. Sorry, Mace.
They keep missing. Cops got chicks when they shoulders start dipping. First round traffic, high school to prison. Kids having kids don't listen. Baby daddy run out on them, we don't miss them. Crack love fiends and fiends be on mission. That's why I keep a ghetto nigga mindset. That's why the ghetto got my back like the Heimlich. My name Chay, revolutionary rhyme fest. And I ain't back to the coke in the kitchen. Police everywhere like chick seats. Find the brothers up on street sweeps. By association, race bail, don't give them no probation or parole. Step on that nigga's soul, let him know the devil won't hold it. Death is a lifestyle. Let's put it on wax and sell it to that white cow. Even soft motherfuckers wanna fight now. While your little sister in the club stripping. All a nigga wanna do is listen. Big rim spinning, they spinning, nigga, they spinning. Grandma say that boy should stop spinning. He's so loud, he don't even like black women. Paparazzi shots to get old. You reckon we're pregnant, this old. That white chick say you're crooked. She wouldn't fuck, yeah, that nigga took it. 23 years in a D, they gon' do it with a key, nigga. Like a video game. When your face blow, they wanna set you up on extra hard hate mode. Rob you for your jewelries and pesos. Juan Pedro, you want my ring, nigga? Take a halo. Fried rice, egg rolls, gyro me for 9 whole weeks. That's all I eat. At 35, I'ma die all day. Really producers saw that I was vegetarian the way I ate all day beef. I know my time is coming. I ain't gonna lie. I might be scared of Jason, but I ain't scared to die. When you see me bumping Scarface, know that my mind's playing tricks on me and I lost faith. I feel like a greyhound in the dog race. If we make it to the man on my neck, we all straight. If you see me running out of that bank, it's all great. Meet me on 103rd, we all split K. If you see me running out of that dope house, I mean, they're probably selling... So instead of looking at me, you staring down the barrel of a gun. Hop in the 11, hit the pedal with my son. That's just like the devil with a shovel when he comes. That's why I never settle for a little what it comes. It's the streets that we run and the ghetto where I'm from.
100 miles, gotta keep on running. Can't stop to bleed. I can feel them coming.
Attention, all ladies.
That's me.
The Candyman is on the prowl.
Oh.
And for those that want to get busy.
Again, that's me.
Got to speak up now.
Okay, hello. That's here I am speaking up. And turning this off. Home without incident. Always nice. Gosh, I guess that's Tuesday, huh? Well, I'll see you guys later. Have a good night.